am done with your phase one.
Anthony Pitts has been picked twice as the Monroe City School District's Middle School Teacher of the Year. His energy in the classroom and rapport with the students is plain to see. Children seem to listen to his instructions and do their work, not the easiest thing to accomplish even on a good day for the best educator. Are such teaching skills inherent or learned? This might be the wrong question to ask. According to Pitts, there are more important factors at work.
Love for children. I don't think it's so much a love for teaching, but I do believe that a love for teaching does begin to envelop itself once you find that you inherently love children and you love to see children develop.
This basic approach has paid dividends for Pitts. One of his students, 8th grader Amber Eldridge, won Student of the Year recognition. She says the combination of good teaching and readiness to learn has paid off.
They say that this has never happened, that the Student of the Year and the Teacher of the Year came from the same school. So I'm in his first and second period, and he is an awesome teacher, and I'm so glad that he got the Teacher of the Year.
Eldridge says Pitt's skill as a teacher helped her blossom as a writer through encouraging her to practice regularly.
Before, I didn't know how to write good, you know, essays, but now I understand it and I like writing essays.
She says possessing this skill will help her going forward.
Next year, we're going to have to write research papers and essays and stuff. Well, now I'm prepared to do that.
Finally, she says Pitts knows how to keep things loose in the classroom.
You know, he's a very big comedian, but he knows how to get down to business.
And helping kids discover what they're good at is part of being a good teacher. But the Herculean task of focusing a classroom full of energetic young minds can be a steep challenge. Pitt says fostering a climate of learning comes down to defining relationships.
Once students know what to do for that particular classroom and they know what the expectations are for your particular type of management style, then you, as the educator, you now become the facilitator of learning instead of what I call the dictator of learning. Do this and do it now. No, you become the facilitator of knowledge, getting them to basically open up their own brand of schema and tying in these higher order elements of thinking and how that basically transcends and connects to their life. That's the key.
Pitt says that opening these educational doors requires vitality.
And they see the high energy and they see you as the model. You are the model. Educator, we're the model.
Martin Luther King Middle School's principal, Alvin Williams, says having a teacher such as Pitts is crucial, especially considering that the school received an F- in Louisiana's 2011 school report card.
It is a great benefit, especially to our 8th grade ELA kids, students that he teach. We're hoping to see our scores go up this year, not only in all areas, but specifically in those classes that he's teaching, because he is a dynamic teacher. And as I stated earlier, his peers here see that, and also the central office staff see what a dynamic teacher he is.
And Principal Alvin Williams says having a teacher of Pitts' caliber is good for school morale, calling his award a point of pride. But Pitt says that while recognition as Teacher of the Year is gratifying, remaining a great educator is a fluid process. He says that only by reflecting daily on the job he's doing does he stand a chance of keeping up with his students' needs. For the Southern Education Desk in Monroe, Louisiana, I'm John Hughes.